SMA News Today, daily digital coverage of spinal muscular atrophy.
Hey everyone, welcome to Roundtable Discussion Number 1 for BioNews Services. I'm your host, Michael Morale, Forums Director for BioNews Services. Joining me today is my co-worker and my co-host, Kevin Schaefer. Kevin is the community editor for BioNews Services, and he's also the forum's moderator for the SMA News Today Forum. Each month, Kevin and I will be hosting a roundtable discussion where we take a topic that's trending in the SMA community and discuss this topic, giving our perspectives. These roundtable discussions, we hope, will provide information on SMA-related topics, and we also hope that you not only enjoy listening to them, but you'll also learn something regarding spinal muscular atrophy. In this first roundtable discussion, Kevin and I are going to be talking about AveXis Pharmaceuticals and their FDA filing for their drug known as AVXS-101. A few years ago, Biogen Pharmaceuticals filed their Biologics License Application, also known as a BLA, with the FDA to get their drug, Spinraza, approved. Spinraza was the first FDA-approved treatment for those of us who suffer from SMA, and now that AveXis has filed their BLA with the FDA, we're hopeful that there will soon be two FDA-approved treatments for spinal muscular atrophy. Along with filing their BLA in the United States, they also filed the paperwork necessary to get this drug approved as a viable treatment in Europe and in Japan. Their hopes are that this drug will become available in all three countries by the middle part of 2019. Without further ado, let's get started. Hey, Kevin, welcome to the roundtable. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Michael. Happy to be here. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for joining me. And I think these roundtable discussions that we're going to be doing each month, I think our listeners are going to really enjoy it because we're going to get into different topics each and every month and give our perspectives and our opinions. And I think it's going to be educational as well.
I agree. And for our listeners out there, you know, if you haven't checked out the first roundtable discussion yet, I'd really encourage you to do so. But from here on, yeah, we're just going to be doing sort of a different topic each month. And today we're going to be talking about the recent news with AveXis and their drug, which has been filed for FDA approval. So I'm really excited to be talking about this with you today.
Yeah, me too. I think it should be interesting.
Awesome. Well, without further ado, I just wanted to start asking you questions, Michael. So in your opening statement here, you said that AveXis Pharmaceuticals filed their BLA to get their drug AVXS-101 approved by the Food and Drug Administration. What exactly is a BLA, and is this something that all pharmaceuticals have to file in order to get something approved by the FDA?
Yeah, so BLA is an acronym that stands for Biologics Licensing Application. And a Biologics Licensing Application is a request to the FDA for permission to market a biologic product in the U.S. The application includes specific information about the product itself, including preclinical and clinical data and manufacturing information. What the FDA will do is they'll first do what they call a cursory review to ensure that the BLA has everything in it. It's like a submission package, and they just make sure that everything is complete and it contains all the appropriate information. At that time, they accept the file, and the review period will actually begin. If the FDA approves the BLA or Biologics Licensing Application from the pharmaceutical company, they can then take it to the next step so that the FDA can begin the work on either final approval or denial of their upcoming new drug or treatment. This really isn't anything necessarily set by time, but, you know, normally it takes anywhere from 6 months to a year to get everything approved. And that's what AveXis is trying to work on now.
Gotcha. And it'll be interesting. We'll talk in a little bit how that compares to the speed at which Biogen was fast-tracked for Spinraza's approval. So
absolutely,
we'll be talking about that in a little bit as well. But first, so AveXis filed their paperwork to get the drug AVXS-101 approved in Europe and Japan, as well as the United States. How are they working this so that the drug can be approved in all three countries at approximately the same time?
Yeah, that can be somewhat tricky. AveXis filed their paperwork in the United States, so they filed their BLA. And when AveXis filed their paperwork in Europe, They filed what is called a Marketing Authorization Application, or an MAA, with the European Medicines Agency. The European Medicines Agency is evaluating AveXis Pharmaceuticals' MAA, or Marketing Authorization Application, for their drug AVXS-101, and they'll determine its acceptability within the next couple of weeks. If it's accepted, the European Medicines Agency will have 7 months after they accept it to review the MAA and make a decision as to whether or not to approve AVXS-101. So that's the process in Europe. So they know that it takes 7 months. So they're trying to get it approved before either the middle part or end of December of this year. So, you know, again, we're looking at June or July of next year if everything gets passed. When AveXis filed their paperwork in Japan, they filed it actually in mid-September. This initiated the pre-application review period of the Japanese New Drug Application, or what they call a JNDA, for AVXS-101. And they filed it with the Ministry of Health, Labor, and Welfare, again, another acronym for you to remember, the MHLW. Upon completion of this pre-review, they expect the application submission of the Japanese New Drug Application to the Ministry of Health and Labor and Welfare. That should be completed by the end of this year, and they'll have 6 months to review it and either accept it or deny it. So AveXis knows that the time period, once it's accepted, is going to be either 6 or 7 months. So they're targeting the middle part of 2019 for this drug to become available in all three countries.
That's really interesting, you know, because I know when they made the announcement, that was kind of a big question was, okay, when, you know, assuming this all goes through, what does the time frame look like? So that's really interesting. And on that note, you know, so, and I mentioned this a few minutes ago, but so when Biogen filled their BLA with the FDA gave Biogen fast track status. So could you talk a little bit about what that means? And then if you think AveXis will also receive fast track status for their drug. And if so, if they are given the fast track status, how soon do you think AveXis could bring AVXS-101 to the market?
Yeah, you know, Biogen was given fast track status. So I guess my personal opinion would be that, you know, the FDA could very well give AveXis fast track status for their drug AVXS-101, similar to what they did with Biogen's drug. The reason why I feel AveXis could receive fast track status would be that they had such positive results with their clinical trial, similar to what Biogen did. Now, if AveXis does receive fast track status for AVXS-101, this could throw the timing off with regards to having this potential treatment available in all three countries at the same time. If given fast track status for AVXS-101, I think AveXis could start active therapy as soon as January to March of next year. But if you think about it, this really isn't necessarily a problem for AveXis. This would just mean that AVXS-101 would be available in the U.S. sooner than it would be, say, in Europe or Japan. Like I said, this does throw the timing off if they're given fast track status. But I'm sure that AVXS-101 and AveXis itself would be able to work around this problem without any issues. And matter of fact, it's probably a problem that AveXis would love to encounter, is to be given fast track status. So I'm not saying that they will, but given the fact that Biogen was given fast track status, it wouldn't surprise me if the FDA does fast track AVXS-101.
That's really interesting. And, you know, and I think hopefully we'll be able to see soon enough, you know, what that time frame looks like. So and for our listeners out there, we'll, of course, we'll be tracking this news, especially on the main SMA News Today website and on the forum. So and on this podcast. So keep following us for further updates on that time frame. But shifting gears a little bit. So we talked a bit about the time frame here and what we think, you know, or when and we think that this drug will be approved. But one thing that's interesting is that the SMA community really received the news about AVXS-101 through sites like ours and Cure SMA and other organizations. Avetis itself has not really talked about the drug all that much, which is interesting because you would think that they'd be really excited about it and would be promoting it as much as they could. Why do you think they're not advertising it and really trying to raise the hype regarding their drug?
Yeah, that's a good question. You would think that they would be, but, and there is a caveat, okay? When Biogen was going through the approval process from the FDA for their drug Spinraza, they too didn't really talk about it much before it was approved. Similarly, I think we're seeing AveXis doing the same thing. I like to explain it like this. Think about how a judge might issue a gag order to keep people from talking about a trial before it's over. The FDA, The FDA tells the pharmaceutical companies that they can only say so much regarding their drug until its final approval or denial from the FDA. They're not allowed to speak about any of the results from their clinical trials. And if asked by reporters or really anybody seeking information about the drug itself, really the only thing that the pharmaceutical company will allow them to do is to say certain things about the drug, but they cannot comment as much as they would like to until it completely goes through the FDA approval process. If a pharmaceutical company divulges too much information before it finishes the FDA approval process, the FDA can actually issue pretty stiff fines to the pharmaceutical company itself for not abiding by the agreement set forth by the FDA. And these stipulations are not just for AveXis. This is going to happen with any pharmaceutical company that brings a drug to the FDA for approval to make it into an actual treatment. So, you know, these are just rules set up by the FDA to keep companies from touting their drug before it gets approval, because, you know, you don't want to talk about all these wonderful benefits and then for some reason it gets denied. You know, it puts the pharmaceutical company in a bad light and it puts the FDA in a bad light as well. So they're just protecting the information until final approval is given, which I think is really a smart idea. As much as I would love to talk to some of my reps within the pharmaceutical companies, I know that when I called AveXis and I spoke to my representative there, you know, they were like, Michael, I would love to tell you this information, but we're only allowed to give so much information. And most of that information that they are allowed to give will probably only go out in a press release. So you won't see pharmaceutical companies doing interviews on TV. You won't see them doing interviews on the radio. Most of their information that they're allowed to give will be given via press release.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. I think, you know, and I've had some experiences with the FDA, and I understand that, even with Biogen, there are those regulations that they have to really abide by. So it makes sense, but I know that's something that a lot of people have been curious about. Another thing that people are really wanting to know, and that is somewhat of a controversy when talking about this issue, is that if and when AveXis does get FDA approval for AVXS-101, it's the drug will only be available for infants with SMA type 1. So why do you think that is, first of all? And, you know, do you think that's at any point going to change, or is this really a drug that is specifically designed for that demographic?
You know, right now, at the present time, AVXS-101 is only going to be available for infants with SMA type 1, because during the clinical trials that AveXis did for this drug, this is the only age group that was tested during these particular clinical trials. I know that AveXis is working on an IT delivery or an intrathecal delivery of AVXS-101 to older children and young adults with types 2 and type 3 SMA. But most of us receiving our Spinraza treatments are receiving them through intrathecal or IT delivery. Now, I know that when you go in for your procedures, your injections are done through your neck, which is called a cervical injection, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, but for the most part, the majority of us are receiving it through our backs, which is really nothing more than a lumbar puncture. If you're a lady listening to this roundtable discussion, women receive these injections when they're having children. So, you know, an IT delivery is not that bad, but a lot of people can't do IT deliveries because they have rods in their back or there's a blockage. So they're working right now on an IT delivery, but it should also be available for cervical injections as well. If AveXis gets good results with their IT or intrathecal delivery of AVXS-101, they will then file another BLA, or Biologics License Application, with the FDA so that they can get this type of administration approved so that older children and young adults with type 2 and type 3 SMA can receive AVXS-1 through an intrathecal injection.
That's really interesting. You know, I mean, I know that's on a lot of people's minds in the SMA community is, you know, what will those advancements look like? You know, and again, it really does depend on the results of it, how it proceeds with FDA approval, all of that. But another question a lot of people have is that for those of us like you and I who are on active treatment with Spinraza, will we at any point be eligible to receive the AveXis treatment?
My personal opinion would be yes. Like I said earlier, right now it's only going to be approved for infants with SMA type 1. But the reason why they're testing the IT delivery in older children and young adults is to see what their reactions with the drug is going to be, to see if there's any, warning signs. Because right now, all of their test results have been on infants. They really haven't tested a lot of older children with this drug. So that's the reason why they're trying the IT delivery. My personal opinion, I think it will be available to young adults and older children. Now, with regards to somebody my age, you know, I'll be 54 in August. Do I think it's going to be available for us? I do. I think it's going to be a little longer in coming, but I think it will be eventually available to everyone who has SMA. So right now they're just using the test result data, and that's the demographics that they're choosing right now. I think eventually it will be available to everyone. But like I said, if and when it does become available for all of us, it's going to be a while. It probably will be another probably 6 months to a year before they find out if their IT delivery is going to be successful. Then they have to get approval from the FDA, similar to what they're doing now. But that approval, if they've already got AVXS-101 already approved and in treatment stage, then getting approval for the IT delivery shouldn't take near as long because they've already got data to support it.
Right, right. And it'll be really interesting to see sort of what the progress is like in the coming months. And, you know, and again, a lot of it is up in the air and we'll just have to kind of wait and see what happens. But I think you're right in that it is very much a possibility. We just don't know when and, you know, we're going to have to be patient.
Right. But I tell you what, let me say one more thing. I know that there have been talks between Cytokinetics and Biogen about doing a combination therapy with Cytokinetics drug reldesemtiv and Biogen's drug Spinraza. You know, I know that while these two drugs are still going through animal testing regarding a combination therapy, it'll be years before we see any kind of combination therapy between these two companies. My hopes are that those of us that are on active treatment with Spinraza will be able to receive AVXS-101 from AveXis, but right now, this is a question that's going to have to be answered by the medical community, and I think it's going to have to be a question that's going to have to be addressed relatively soon, because if AveXis gets approval to take AVXS-101 into therapy status, this is going to be a question that quite a few of us are going to have, me especially.
Right, right, and it's something to be thinking about, and you know, that's why I encourage everyone out there in the SMA community to just keep following sites like ours for further updates as more information will be coming out in the coming months, and we'll just have to wait and see how it all develops.
Right.
But on that note, so one more question before we get to just sharing our final thoughts. So we've talked about, you know, the time frame and whether or not those of us on Spinraza will be eligible to receive this treatment. And a lot of it will depend on how everything progresses in the coming months. But what do you think that we as SMA patients now can do regarding talking to our doctors about this potential treatment? You know, do you think that our doctors may know something about it, or do you think we should wait until AVXS-101 officially gets passed by the FDA?
You know, I'm sure that doctors are probably more aware of what's going on than those of us that are classified as the general public. But whether or not our doctors can actually talk about it or give any kind of medical advice regarding it, yeah, I really don't know at this time. You know, I sent a note to my neurologist asking about this very same topic, and I asked her if this was going to be a drug that I would be able to take, you know, while on Spinraza. Now, she hasn't gotten back to me yet, and I'm sure the reason why she hasn't returned my email or called me is because she's probably waiting to see what's going to happen with the FDA regarding AVXS-101. My advice to those that are listening to this roundtable discussion would be to call your doctor. You know, either call your neurologist or your primary care physician and ask them if they know anything about AVXS Pharmaceuticals and AVXS-101. They may know something about it and they may be able to give you more information. My bet is that they probably know something about it, but if I was a betting man, I would probably bet that they're not sure as of this time as to whether or not that those of us that are receiving active treatments with Spinraza will also be able to receive AVXS-101. You know, I know that AVXS-101 may work at a certain level than what Spinraza does. Spinraza works at the cellular level, and I really don't know how AVXS-101 works. You know, I know that there's documentation out on the internet, but as far as whether or not we'll be able to receive this AVXS-101 along with Spinraza is going to have to be a question that's going to, you know, have to be answered here pretty soon.
Absolutely. And, you know, just to share sort of my thoughts on all of this, you know, we talked about these questions, and I know a lot of people in the SMA community have been asking these things like, okay, when's it going to be approved? Why is it only for infants with SMA type 1? Why aren't, you know, are they not considering adults with SMA? And, you know, I know that those are valid questions and I understand people's frustrations, but I think you have to take into consideration that A, this stuff is complicated, and B, you know, when you and I were growing up, you know, we never expected there to be any kind of treatment in our lifetimes. So just that the fact that there is not only one treatment, but another one on the horizon, I think it's fantastic news all around. And I think any developments like this are progress. And, you know, it may take time for a drug like AVXS-101 to be expanded beyond infants and beyond type 1 patients. But I think it's very possible. And, you know, we just kind of have to be patient. And, you know, I definitely would encourage people out there in the SMA community to keep asking questions and talking with your doctors. But understand that this stuff doesn't happen overnight, that, you know, it takes time for pharmaceutical companies and the FDA to get all logistics work out to make sure that these drugs are safe. And, you know, so I think we should just wait and see what happens. And until then, you know, we have a great treatment that is accessible to everyone with SMA.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And those were great points. You know, this is going to take a while. This isn't anything that's just going to, you know, pop up in 3 months and everybody's going to be on the treatment. It's going to take time. Right. But, you know, I think as more and more of these treatments become available, I think the time will shorten with regards to duration. But, you know, patience is a virtue. And if having SMA has taught me anything, it's taught me that you just got to be patient. You know, the medical community doesn't move at our pace. It moves at its own pace. And I'm a very, you know, I've always been one that when I want something, I want it yesterday. And if anything, these treatments have taught me that I'm not the one in control. You know, you just have to sit back and let things happen as they happen.
I agree. And, you know, it's exciting times. I think there's a lot to look forward to. And, you know, just for those of us out there in the SMA community, again, keep following us for updates on this news. We'll be reporting more as new information comes along, and it'll be exciting to see. But yeah, was there anything else you wanted to say?
Yeah, I know that we're probably getting a little short on time, so let me just kind of end this roundtable with just a little bit of advice. You know, we were all excited when Biogen made the announcement that they got approval to take Spinraza into the treatment stage. And I know that if AVXS gets the approval to take AVXS-101 into treatment status, there's going to be the same amount of excitement in the air. But for those of you that are listening to this roundtable discussion, we need to temper our enthusiasm with just a little bit of dose of reality. Remember, Spinraza is not a cure. It's a treatment. AVXS-101, if and when it gets passed by the FDA and they take it to the treatment stage, it's not going to be a cure either. It, too, will be a treatment. With every new treatment that's going to be available to those of us with SMA in the coming years, our hopes for a brighter and stronger future become more of a reality than a dream like they used to be. While those of us that are taking this treatment will not just get up and walk as if we never had the disease, I think we'll not only see our bodies getting stronger, I think we'll see our longevity and quality of life becoming the main focal point of our discussions. You know, I've been saying for a long time that those of us with SMA have a lot to look forward to, and I truly mean what I say. 3 years ago, those of us with SMA had nothing to look forward to. Now, we may be on the verge of our second FDA approval for a treatment for spinal muscular atrophy. So I guess to end this roundtable discussion, I do have one question, and I'm going to answer my own question. Do we have a reason to be excited? My answer is an emphatic yes. And that's all I have to say.
I agree 100%. And, you know, we'll just, I never expected to see anything like this in my lifetime. And the fact that, you know, that there are multiple pharmaceutical companies working on treatments and that everything is exceeding my expectations, it's just, I think it's fantastic all around. So Michael, thank you for sharing your perspective on this. And this was a great discussion. I look forward to continuing it in the coming months when we get more information.
Absolutely. And we will. As soon as we get some more information, we'll make sure that we pass it along, not only on these roundtable discussions, but out on the SMA News Today website and the SMA News Today forums as well. So, Kevin, I greatly appreciate your time and thank you for giving your thoughts. And I appreciate it. And I hope you have a great rest of the day, sir.
Absolutely. You as well.
All right. Take care, Kevin. Bye-bye.
Take care.
We at SMA News Today hope you enjoyed this roundtable discussion. If you would like to listen to more podcasts similar to the one that you just listened to, be sure to subscribe to this podcast. All of our episodes are available on SoundCloud, Spotify, and on iTunes, and they can also be found by going to our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also check out the SMA News Today YouTube channel and the SMA News Today forum, and follow us on Facebook for daily digital coverage of spinal muscular atrophy. Kevin Schaefer and I would like to thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.